approve the minutes March 9th?
So moved.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Budget adjustment. Oh, there he is. Morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to request a budget adjustment from a grant that we applied for. It's the COVID grant. The Volca grant for the Child Advocacy Center. These are the funds for the DA's office. This is the first time I worked in another agency, so I would have put this in the budget. And it's instructed me I can do for the next year. But we need to accept these funds so that I can.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I have just one other
question. Yep.
The diversion program is 10% ahead of current funds gathered for the year. So I anticipate that will be, at current schedule, will be approximately $70,000 to $100,000 over if we maintain the truck budget as now is funding received instead of expenses. So we are receiving a great deal of money using the service as well.
Good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Vince, Public Works. Morning.
First one.
Yep. Okay. The first one, we'd like to add a four-wheel drive vehicle to the major equipment list in landfills, $32,000. We had it on the list last year, but because of the COVID supply chain problems, we couldn't get it. This year, we had a $200,000 water truck on the landfill budget. John Emo found one for $4,000 on federal surplus, so we have some money available. So we'd like to add that four-wheel drive pickup for $32,000.
Motion?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Got it.
Okay, the second item is to add some five items to the major equipment list in highways. We have $700,000 budgeted this year, and we've spent about $522,000 so far on the loader, grader, and broom. So we've gone through everything we'd like to adjust some things and to better buy some equipment that we really need. The first one is a tandem roller. It's a small vibratory roller that we would use on blacktop jobs where there's tight turns. We usually borrow it from the town of Irwin, but if we owned one, we'd use it in our pipe jobs where the cross pipes, it's narrow. The roller could fit right in there and get much better compaction. That's $37,153.1. And then a trailer to haul it, and also to haul our small grinder when we grind the blacktop on the blacktop jobs, and also on these pipe jobs, that would be $10,098. And a pothole machine, I'll be coming to you. Public Works Committee wants to know if it would be better to buy some equipment instead of the rental we do. This is one of the machines, it's most obvious. I have it in for $25,000. It's about $190,000 new. It's a 2011 machine, and we rent the same machine, this machine, every year for about $40,000 a year. So we'd rent it this summer, and then the price would be down to about $25,000. I think it'd be a good buy. So we'd like to get it on the list now. Two flail mower attachments for $25,000. We subcontract 3/4 of the county out to a private mower. He does a very good job, and we do a quarter of it. His contract will be up this year, and if we don't get a good bidder next year, I'd like to be in the situation where we have a second mower rigged up for our people to mow it, and we would mow the whole thing ourselves with two people. So that's the two flail mower attachments for $25,000.
Are these new?
They would be new.
Okay.
On an existing tractor that we have. And then a brush chipper. We have four that are older than 20 years and one older than 15 years. And we'd like to add a $40,000 item there for a brush chipper.
I'd like to motion.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince. Community service. Morning, Hank.
Morning, everybody. I've just got one budget adjustment for you, and it's important to note it's for last year, 2020. So as you are already aware, the governor put a 20% withhold on state aid funding due to COVID, and recently that funding was reinstated, it was released. So I'm looking to get your permission to accept the funding. It's $28,241 from State Oasis and $15,898 from State OMH. And also looking for you to approve the budget adjustment as written so we can pass the money on to our service contract providers.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Easy.
Somebody here for Sheriff?
Probably don't care.
Want me to do that?
Might as well.
All right. So, here none. At Public Safety, had a discussion about Black Creek Management System and going with the option of paying the entire amount at one time, which would require an appropriation of approximately $145,000 of unspent fund balance into the Black Creek Capital Project. Should come in at about $141,000, but just to be safe. So that's the motion in front of you.
Well, we have motion. No choice to, you know, move it simply because we have no choice to pay for this at this point.
Yeah.
I'll second, and I'll agree with that. We've been put into a corner where we end up having to pay for this, although we would have likely done it through proper channels anyway.
It's unfortunate that the sheriff doesn't think it's important enough to attend the meeting and explain it.
So there's going to be no interest cost to us. We're paying just a final lump sum.
And I did receive the revised contract per the request that was sent out. The letter was sent to them, received it yesterday, and they removed all the interest and financing options in the contract. Right, so we should be good.
That was my next question.
Yeah, I worked with Jen, and I have worked with the undersheriff last week to get that all squared away. So yep, looks good per your instructions.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy.
Okay, as stated at the last meeting, I need some additional funding to pay our share of the tax certiorari appraisal costs in town of Caton. I will request the authorization to be up to $3,500 in case there are any additional amounts in the future.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you, Wendy. Come on up, ladies.
As they're walking, I think everyone was in this room for the last one, but the motion here would be the appropriation of $23,000 from contingency to pay for the study to their budget.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion?
A lot of discussion. And I'll support this only because it's for one audit in 1 year. So.
Thank you, Dad.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Here. I got a question for the election girls. That wasn't a racist statement. I probably shouldn't have said girls. Yeah. I've always wondered how you know when a voter is registered, if their address is an empty parking lot or a bridge under a bridge somewhere. Are these legitimate people that are legitimately living in our county?
Yeah, they're Democrats.
I was going to say one of the executive orders made it okay if you live under the bridge.
Actually, somebody that is homeless can actually give us a park bench. They have to give us an actual address.
What's the number on it?
I only.
So what stops them from voting here in a parking lot with a parking lot address, going to Chemung County and voting there on another parking lot address?
Our voter registrations were required by law, and actually these will be coming out within the next week. We're required by law to, we call them mail check cards, but they're address verification cards. They're the yellow one, now they're blue. We are required to mail them out to every single registered voter that we have on our list. At the address that we have for them. And if they are not deliverable by the post office, then they become returned to us. If they become returned to us, we make them inactive in our system.
So they'd be eligible to vote in this town?
They would be, they could vote, but they would actually have to go to the poll site and complete an affidavit, basically swearing that the information contained on that affidavit is true and correct, that they do live at that address and are eligible to vote at that address.
Even though that's not a mailing address?
They...
You see, if it's a park bench, we'll use a park bench as well. If, what's stopping them from using a park bench in Steuben County and going down and registering at another park bench in Chemung or Allegheny
County? In New York State, we have a nice voter system. So every person that's registered in our county goes to New York State, it goes to Albany, and it's a central system. The same with every county. And so when we register a voter, that system automatically looks for that name, close to that name, their date of birth, driver's license, social security numbers, and it compares all of those things. If they find something that is a comparable, what they would call a dupe, we get a report from them, and we get them daily. And we actually go in and look at the voter. It would say that this individual now looks like they're registered in Chemung County. So we would look at it. We would look to see what variables there are. I mean, is the name actually a match? Does the date of birth match? does, you know, do we have a, the last four of a social that matches or a driver's license that matches? And if the information looks like it is definitely the same individual, then we actually purge them from our system because they're now registered in Chemung County. And so that's... And that's statewide. So if somebody goes into another county and they register, the system automatically does a comparison. And if they're found registered in our county, we get the information to the, that they are possibly registered in another county, and we investigate that. And if, you know, we don't have like enough information, then we can actually call the voter and we can call the other county.
Okay. How about, how do you find out when somebody dies?
The health department, whatever that reports to New York State, to Albany, the deaths, that also comes through the NICE voter system. And we also, the staff does a random, we continually are on top of the Corning Leader obituaries, the Tribune obituaries, and because a lot of them never make the newspapers, we are also like Bender Brown Power, Smith's Funeral Home. They continually are always checking those also to make sure that we are keeping our deceased off our list.
Just curious, that's all.
Good question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tammy. Anything on purchase orders or budget transfers? Questions?
Nope, I have nothing.
Good. I like that.
They were short reports this time.
Well, on the budget, like the page for the landfill stuff, is that all just like closing entries?
Oh, so the adjustments?
Yes.
Okay, but not these reports right now.
No, sorry.
March goes away. Yes, did you want to start with the 2020?
Sure.
Okay, so first we have the adjustment for the election cybersecurity grant. That was just to redistribute that grant from hardware to software, just because it was where it got posted. So that one's fairly straightforward, but because it was in an equipment line, we needed to bring it here. So that's $12,956. And then the landfill lines, yes. So at the end of the year, as you know, we convert from our cash basis accounting that we do all year, we convert that to an accrual basis. So we have money left over in the equipment lines, and we need money in the depreciation lines because we don't budget those. Similarly, the other big line that needed funding was the OPEB, the post-retirement benefits for healthcare. There was a big adjustment this year, $1.5 million actually, because the actuary who were doing the RFP for coming up had given us in error healthcare facility numbers for the landfill rather than the actual landfill numbers. So there was a big adjustment this year, which going forward shouldn't happen.
You want to say that again?
Yes, the actuary was using, because in the past we had two business type funds,
right,
the healthcare facility and the landfill, and they called, it business type, but the only thing included in there were were the healthcare facility estimated future costs rather than the landfill. And because the healthcare facility is closed, those costs were substantially less than the landfill. So we discovered that this year just entirely by accident. And we had them correct that and redo the report. And it resulted in a $1.5 million charge in 2020 in the 2020 financial statements. So we do end up, even though we had a cash basis surplus in the landfill, we're going to end up with a very small accrual basis loss, like less than $100,000, I think. So this big landfill entry is to try to fix the budget on all those lines. So we ended up, you know, having to appropriate I think 1.148 from revenue and another just over $1 million from actual fund balance, and then we had enough in the other expense lines to the tune of 1.398 to fund those depreciation and that OPEB expense line.
So I just have a question going back to this mistake that was made.
Mm-hmm.
So they used the healthcare facility in the actuarial study rather than the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
The amount went down sitting out there.
The amount went up.
Why would it go up? Wasn't there more people in the healthcare facility than in the landfill?
Yes, but they're not, there are no existing employees. So the future cost, there's no future cost for current employees who aren't yet retired.
But how did they overstate this in their actuary findings sitting out there? They must have used the existing employees at one time through the healthcare.
Well, the costs related to the healthcare facility is only for the employees who already exist,
okay.
The retirees. Okay. So it's just the retirees from the healthcare facility, which there's not a ton of them. Whereas with the landfill, there's existing retirees plus all the current employees.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
So that's
I have these reports if you need them projected.
The capital project one, okay. Yeah, we'll get to that. The last 2020 is just final cleanup on the fringe, mostly landfill again. But there was money within the landfill fringe lines to be able to fund that, a couple of general fund of, and then just one highway line was short a little bit. So that's all the 2020s that I have. Hopefully it's done. Audit field work was concluded week before last. Well, it's concluded for them.
Hopefully, yeah.
I'm still working on it.
So just one more question as far as the landfill goes.
Yep.
We sat out there, and by the time all the adjustments were made, I'm assuming some of those were into the closure account for these landfills, which is the reason that the amount of profitability is very small. Is that what you're saying?
I would not attribute the change in I mean, yes, it does contribute because that's an accrual basis entry that we make at the end of the year. But the big reason is that OPEB entry because it's $1.5 million. And last year, I think it was a couple hundred thousand.
Thank you.
Yep. So that's the 2020 adjustments. 2021, we have to roll that cybersecurity grant for elections into 2021. So the amount of unspent money from that grant at the end of 2020 was $32,733.43, and we just need to set that up in the 2021 expenditure and revenue lines.
Right. Tammy.
Sorry?
Sorry, we need a motion for the 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
No worries. It's similar. The State Farm grant is similar. There was money that was received and budgeted in 2020, and then we didn't spend all of it. So there's $15,206.79 left to spend in 2021. Did you want to act on those separately? The last one is the capital project one, which I think was not attached to the agenda.
It actually is.
It is?
It was included in the 2020 budget adjustments of 7, 8, 9.
Oh, okay. I didn't even go that far. Sorry. Okay. It's actually 2021. Adjustment. Getting ready to do the analysis of the capital projects. It's been years and years and years since we have appropriated interest revenue from within the capital projects to the expenditure lines. The permits me to make those entries if they're less than $1,000, but because it's been years and years and years, the total is the $200,756.07, and the individual projects for which we need to appropriate those interest earnings are included in the next two pages. So we'll increase the budget for interest revenue, and we'll increase the capital project lines, which are typically the 525 lines.
Question?
Need a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Please.
Well, question, as far as the audit for 2020, is that in progress or is it coming to a close?
Like they've completed their field work with the exception of all the open items that I need to follow up on, which are not a few. There's a list. So hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I can get them what they need and then they can wrap up their work. And the anticipation is either June or July to present to committee. I can't remember which we had talked about.
So we could have some year-end numbers in another 2 or 3 weeks.
I can certainly give you not financial statement numbers. I could certainly pull those together and we can look at those.
Well, I'll let you know what I'm looking for.
We could do, okay. I mean, I could do a fund report where there's a very summarized fund.
Which would be good.
Okay. I can pull that out and email it to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Report on sales tax.
Yes. We still have one more receipt which should be received late this week or early next week. So we don't have the final quarter numbers. But as of last week, with last week's payment, year to date for 2021, we're down 3% compared to 2020, which is not bad.
No.
And NYSEC has come out with some information talking about how volatile it is because based on their estimates, how the state does the estimates, they always do it on the prior year. And because last year was so wonky, there probably will be some large upward adjustments on those adjustment payments, which we did see. Last week's payment was $5.3 million compared to $4.3 million the prior year. And that's where the adjustment showed up from their estimates to actual.
They said about 3%.
3%, down to 3% compared to 2020, yeah. Which is not bad because last year's first quarter was not bad.
Any comment on that?
I concur.
And then we do need an executive session for several items.
Took the easy way.
Any other questions at this point? Motion to go into executive
statement. I should have done this in admin, but I just read the emails from our county clerk. She wanted to let us know that a new deer hunting opportunity, the interest in counties that choose to participate, 12 to 13 year old youth hunters will now be permitted to hunt deer with a firearm or a crossbow under the supervision of an experienced adult hunter. In order to take advantage of this, counties must opt in with a local law, and it has to be done by June 1st. So if we can get that ball rolling.
We would have to just have a special admin to present the local law.
Okay.
So that we can pass it in May, so it would be done for June 1st. That's what that requires.
I'll forward it. It was just sent to Jack and I, so I'll forward it to you and the legislature.
Okay. Yes, a special admin before this month's meeting.
Yes.
Every time?
Yeah.
Every time? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Finally, some good news out of New York State.
Thought he was going to see out of the clip.
Did we get a motion?
Your second favorite department.
Second. Motion.
Thank you.
Second, if we need it.
All favor.
Aye.
Out of executive?
It's moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Where are you?